This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello, and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Our first story, in a recent episode of Informative Intrigue, Turkish authorities executed a nationwide anti-terror operation, netting 34 foreign nationals suspected of ties to the Islamic State, IS. Codenamed Cage 35. The sweep spanned 7 Turkish provinces, uncovering unlicensed firearms, foreign currency, and digital materials believed to be linked to the militant group. This operation holds significant weight within the context of Turkey's complex relationship with IS. While the country actively combats the organization, it also shares a porous border with Syria, a former IS stronghold. Additionally, the arrests come on the heels of a January 28 attack on a Catholic church in Istanbul by Daesh IS militants, marking the group's first major attack in Turkey since the deadly Reyna nightclub shooting in 2017. Intriguingly, many of the detained individuals were flagged by Interpol's Red Notice system, indicating their international wanted status. This suggests the operation targeted pre-identified suspects, potentially disrupting broader IS networks. While official statements haven't revealed the detainees' nationalities, their capture highlights the transnational nature of the IS threat and Turkey's efforts to dismantle its international connections. Minister Yerlikaya's assertive statement following the arrests underscores the Turkish government's resolve in tackling terrorism. His words, emphasizing the state's relentless pursuit of terrorists and their collaborators, signal a continued focus on dismantling organizations like IS and curbing their activities within Turkish borders. However, questions remain. The operation's specific focus and the nature of the seized materials are yet to be publicly disclosed. Additionally, the potential impact on broader IS operations and the possibility of further attacks require close monitoring. It's crucial to remember that such events unfold within a complex geopolitical landscape. Turkey's role in regional conflicts, its internal political dynamics, and its strategic partnerships all influence its counterterrorism strategies. Understanding these nuances is essential for interpreting the significance of operations like Cage 35 and their potential long-term impact. As this story continues to develop, we'll remain vigilant, providing insightful analysis and keeping you informed on the latest developments surrounding Turkey's fight against terrorism. Next, tensions flare as Iran-backed militia drone strike kills Kurdish fighters in Syria. A recent drone attack by Iran-backed militias in Syria has escalated tensions in the region, claiming the lives of at least 6 Kurdish fighters and raising concerns about wider conflict. Let's delve into the details and unpack the significance of this event. On Sunday, an explosive drone launched by the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iranian-backed militias, targeted the Al-Omar oil field in eastern Syria. This field, known to House American forces, became the focal point of the attack, raising fears of a deliberate targeting of U.S. personnel. The Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, a U.S.-backed Kurdish group, confirmed the casualties and condemned the attack as a terrorist act. SDF spokesman Farhad Shami emphasized the attack's purpose to hinder their joint operations against terrorism and vowed a determined response. This event unfolds against a backdrop of heightened tensions. It comes shortly after a similar attack by the Islamic Resistance in Iraq killed 3 U.S. soldiers in Jordan, prompting retaliatory strikes by the U.S. against Iranian-backed groups. Additionally, concerns linger about the possibility of further attacks and the potential for wider conflict. While the attack likely targeted U.S. forces, the SDF's presence at the location resulted in Kurdish casualties, highlighting the complex dynamics of the conflict. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq claims the attack aimed to disrupt U.S. SDF operations against terrorism. However, the timing and location raise questions about its broader intentions. The SDF's vow to respond and the U.S.'s previous retaliatory strikes indicate a potential escalation of violence. This event adds fuel to the already volatile situation in the Middle East, with potential implications for regional stability and international relations. Did the drone used in this attack employ similar tactics to bypass air defenses as in the Jordan attack?
What specific actions will the SDF take in response?
Will the U.S. launch further retaliatory strikes? As the situation evolves, we'll continue to monitor developments and provide you with updates on the response, potential ramifications, and broader implications of this event within the complex geopolitical landscape of the Middle East. Next, we delve into the dark world of Captagon, an amphetamine sweeping across the Middle East. From funding terror groups to fueling violence, this drug casts a long shadow on an already volatile region. Let's unpack its history, production, usage, and the troubling implications for the future. Captagon wasn't always illicit. Born in the 1960s as a treatment for narcolepsy and ADD, it was later banned due to its addictive nature. But unused stocks found their way to the Middle East, igniting a demand that local production soon met. Syria, with its war-torn economy and porous borders, became a breeding ground for illegal labs, often controlled by militias and terror groups. ISIS notoriously used Captagon, giving rise to its nicknames like Jihad Pill. The drug fuels alertness, reduces sleep, and even creates feelings of invincibility, a dangerous mix for fighters. But its reach extends far beyond terror groups. Hezbollah, Hamas, and even high-class youth in Gulf states find solace in its cheap, potent effects, further boosting its production and trade. Captagon isn't just fueling fighters, it's funding their operations. Billions flow from production and sales, allegedly enriching the Syrian government and Hezbollah. This creates a perverse incentive, where combating the drug risks harming these powerful entities, adding another layer of complexity to the issue. Countries like Saudi Arabia and Jordan are cracking down, seizing millions of pills. But like trying to dam a river, new production facilities spring up faster than seizures can be made. The sheer volume of the drug trade overwhelms traditional counter-narcotics efforts. Experts warn that Captagon could become a foundational tool for terror groups, like the AK-47. Its ease of production and profitability could entice groups around the world, worsening global security. And within the Middle East, rising demand could fuel conflicts between rival factions, leading to further instability. Captagon's grip on the Middle East is undeniable. Addressing this complex issue requires a multifaceted approach. Dismantling production requires tackling powerful actors, while countering demand needs education and alternative options for vulnerable populations. Only through international cooperation and innovative strategies can this dangerous tide be turned. Finally, the fragile peace in Iraq is teetering once again. As the Islamic Resistance, an umbrella group of Iran-backed Shia militias, declared a full resumption of attacks against U.S. forces. This announcement comes amidst simmering tensions following U.S. airstrikes targeting the group in retaliation for a deadly drone attack on a Jordanian base. The recent escalation stems from a January attack on a U.S. outpost in Jordan, blamed on Kataib Hezbollah, a prominent militia within the Islamic Resistance. The U.S. responded with airstrikes against the militia's facilities in Iraq and Syria. While the frequency of attacks dipped after this response, the latest announcement suggests a return to full-fledged hostilities. The Islamic Resistance's statement paints the U.S. as an unwelcome occupier, accusing them of treachery and disrespecting Iraqi sovereignty. They frame their renewed attacks as a necessary response to American aggression and a means to expel U.S. forces from the region. This narrative aligns with Iran's broader goal of diminishing U.S. influence in the Middle East. The U.S., caught in a bind, faces a difficult choice. Inaction or restrained responses risk emboldening the militias, while decisive strikes likely escalate tensions further. As history suggests, tit-for-tat attacks seem to fuel the cycle of violence rather than deter it. With Iraqi-U.S. talks on troop withdrawal ongoing, this renewed conflict adds another layer of complexity. While both sides may eventually agree to draw down, the timeline and circumstances remain uncertain. The specter of continued attacks hangs heavy, casting a shadow over the future of U.S.-Iraq relations and regional stability. Moving forward, a multifaceted approach is crucial. Diplomatic efforts to de-escalate tensions and establish clear communication channels are essential. Addressing the root causes of the conflict, including Iranian influence and Iraqi grievances, requires long-term strategies. Only through open dialogue, mutual respect, and a commitment to peaceful solutions can the cycle of violence be broken and a path towards stability be paved. This has been the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News.